Hi, this is Jesse Liberty from Microsoft. Today we're going to be talking about background agents on Windows Phone. Let's open up Visual Studio and create a new demo application. Click on New Project, choose the Windows Phone application template, and let's give our application a name, background agents, and mark that we do want this for Windows Phone 7.1. That's the Mango edition. As soon as Visual Studio settles down with our new project, we're going to go up to Solution and right-click and choose Add New Project. We'll add a new project of type Windows Phone Scheduled Task, that's down at the bottom, and it will be given the default name Scheduled Task Agent 1. Say OK to that. Now, very important, we need to go back to the references in our foreground application. That's the first one we created. Say Add Reference, go over to the Projects tab, and click on the Projects tab, and then accept the second project that we just created. So we now have a reference in the foreground project to the Scheduled Task project, and we're ready to go. In the Scheduled Task project, there's one class, scheduledAgent.cs, and in there, the most important method is onInvoke. This is what's going to be called every time your periodic task is ready to run. Remember, periodic tasks run at approximately 30-minute intervals, plus or minus a few minutes, depending on what your phone is doing. And what we're going to do is have it pop up a toast message. We'll have it say, periodic task is running, just to inform us that we do have a successful periodic task running in the background. We then call on shell toast, and that got a red squiggly line, so I hit control dot to bring in the right using statement. We'll name our shell toast toast and instantiate a new one. Next, we're going to set the title for that toast, and we want to be sure to set the content of the toast. That is, whatever message that toast is going to display. With that in place, we're ready to show the toast. And so each time our background task runs, onInvoke will be called, and this toast message will pop up. Normally a task runs every 30 minutes. We're going to use the scheduled action service with its special launch for test method. You give it the task name, and you give it a time span. And in this case, we're using from seconds, passing in 30, that is to say, a time span of 30 seconds. And so rather than waiting approximately 30 minutes, this will come up every 30 seconds. But we do want to bracket that inside an if debug statement. So let's go ahead and create above that a guard checking to see whether the debug agent identifier has been defined in this file. Since it's not yet been defined, our launch for text is grayed out. Once we define debug agent at the top of this file, which we will do shortly, then it will no longer be grayed out. Let's return to mainpage.xaml and go to full screen on our XAML code because we're going to build the content panel. Within the default grid of the content panel, we're going to add a stack panel. Within that outer stack panel, we add an inner stack panel whose orientation is set to vertical, so that's going to stack objects one on top of each other. The outer stack panel defaults to vertical as well. So we have an outer stack panel that's going to take things in vertical order, and then we have within that an inner stack panel which is also going to explicitly take things in vertical alignment, and within that we're going to put a text block. The text is periodic agent. The style is a built-in resource available through Visual Studio or Expression Blend. We're then going to put a third stack panel. We're now three deep. This one will be horizontally oriented, and that's going to allow us to create a prompt and a input control. Inside that innermost stack panel, we have a text block which prompts for name, and we have a text block that binds the name from whatever our data source will be, and we'll see that in just a moment. We're going to create a second horizontal stack panel, so that will align with the first one, have a prompt is enabled, and here we have a checkbox, the periodic checkbox, and is checked is bound to the is enabled property of our data source, and then there are two event handlers, checked and unchecked. And we'll come back to that shortly as well. We've got a third inner stack panel. Orientation is horizontal, and this is for whether it is scheduled or not. And notice again, the text is bound to a property is scheduled. And our fourth inner stack panel has the last time that it was scheduled, and that's bound to a property last scheduled time that make up effectively a table of prompts and bound data. And we'll add one more inner stack panel. And this one is the expiration time. And notice that it too is bound, its text is bound, to a property expiration time. We have another internal stack panel, this one for last exit reason. And that will tell you if you ran into an error, what that error was. And that is our complete XAML, laid out like a table, but using stack panels. Let's switch over to design view and take a look at how that appears now that we have all the stack panels in place. You can see each of our prompts, the bound values are not yet visible, and there's our checkbox that we will be checking for enabling or disabling the periodic task. Let's go to the code behind and begin to look at what it takes to implement the creation of this periodic task. Remember that we have already set the code in the scheduled task agent for what's to run when the periodic task is invoked. Here we're going to create three member variables, an instance of periodic task, a name for the periodic task, and a Boolean indicating whether the agent is enabled or not. The first methods we're going to implement are the event handlers for the checkbox. There's the checked and unchecked event handlers. And they each in turn call another method not yet shown, and that's why you have the squiggly line. Remove agent for unchecked and set periodic agent for checked. Let's look at remove agent for unchecked first, because that's a simpler method. All we're doing there is calling the scheduled action service, calling remove on that, passing in the name of the background task, the periodic task that we want to remove, and putting that in a try-catch block in case it throws an exception. Start periodic agent is somewhat more complicated. Let's take this one step at a time. First, we initialize the agent is enabled to true. Then we go and we look for whether this periodic task already exists, and if it does, we remove it. You can't update a periodic task. You remove and create a new one. And then down on line 65, we do create the new one, passing in the periodic task name and a description that will be used by the user to decide whether or not to let this task run. Then in a try-catch block, we add that periodic task to our scheduled action service. And here, most importantly, we set the periodic stack panel's data context to that periodic task. So all that binding is now bound to the periodic task itself. We have a catch block for handling errors, but note that we also have an if debug agent, and we relaunch every 20 seconds. Finally, we override onNavigated to create the periodic task by finding it, and if we have found it, then we set the data context for the periodic stack panel to that periodic task. So whether we're creating the periodic task or we're returning to the page, the data context for the stack panel will be the current periodic task, and that's where it'll do all of its binding. Let's go to the top of the file and go ahead and define the debug agent identifier so that our ifdefs will work. The way you define debug agent is with the pound define compiler directive, and now we see that the scheduled launch for test is now active because that is defined. We're going to go ahead and grab pound define debug agent, come over to schedule a task where it's looking for it as well and put that in. Remember, these defines have to be flush left on the first entry in your file, even before all your using statements. Let's run the application. And here we see all of the prompts with none of the data because there's nothing to bind to, but when we click is enabled, then we've created a new periodic agent and all of the bindings now are set appropriately. And we've also launched our periodic agent, which is going to pop up a toast message in about 30 seconds. Let's exit our application by starting a new application. We'll start Windows Explorer. And as we navigate through Windows Explorer, that background agent is still working, and there's our pop-up toast. If I click on the toast, it takes me back to the application where I set that background task. I can then disable it or enable another one. Let's go back to Internet Explorer. We'll be using Internet Explorer to surf the web, and as we do, that periodic task is ticking off its time in the background, and when that time is expired, in our case, what it does, once again, is pop a toast message. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much, and I look forward to talking with you again very soon.